Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Well, check this out. You wait a couple of weeks for an Oasis Podcast and then three come along in the space of a few days. Emergency recording here because rehearsals have started officially. Well, for some people. So this is just going to be a quick one, just covering this off. So we saw going into rehearsals has been pictured in the Sun newspaper. But they got the names wrong. So who did we see? We saw Noel, Gem, Boned, Andy, and a mystery man on keyboards who the Sun reported as being Mike Rowe, but it's not Mike Rowe. Liam's then replied on Twitter that it's Christian Madden. So funnily enough, the picture of him does kind of look a bit like Mike Rowe. They are quite similar. So you could be forgiven for getting that wrong. Although, well, it's the Sun, isn't it? No drummer yet. So the last time I mentioned that it was sounded like it was going to be Joey Waronker. Still don't know if that's definitely the case. I was reading somewhere the other day that maybe he's doing a Beck tour in the summer. So that would mean he couldn't be on this tour. So who knows if that's still, you know, where that's going to be, but we might see him in a picture tomorrow, but we shall see. So anyway, let's just think about this lineup then. So obviously we've got Noel. You kind of need Noel in Oasis, to be fair. We've got Gem and Boned. So I suppose they'll be sort of chopping and changing guitar duties. Noel and Gem swapping lead, and then Boned just chunking out the power chords, I imagine. We got Andy Bell on bass, which is great, which is what we were expecting. We were never going to get Griggs, really, were we, to be honest. So Andy, as the other bass player from Oasis, was the best option for that. And then so it just came down to drummer, which we still don't know about, and keyboards. Now, there'd not really been much chat about who the keyboard player was going to be, because I think everyone just assumed it would be Mikey Rowe. You know, he's been, you know, he toured on the Be Here Now tour, 97, then all in the later years and playing on the albums, and then all the time through with Noel's band. So it was just kind of assumed it was going to be Mikey, but it's not. It's Christian Madden, apparently, although don't read the paper because they've said otherwise. So I suppose the main thing really is that it's interesting the influence that Liam has. You know, Noel was always the boss and Liam just turned up and sang the songs as what we always assume was the case. Now we have a choice of who's going to be the drummer. Well, if it's Joey Waronker, that's Liam's drummer from the John Squire project. And keyboard player, well, it's not, this is true, then it's not Mikey Rowe. It's Christian Madden. So yeah, so what it really shows is Liam's influence now. Like, you know, this is Liam's choices. And then the other big one was obviously Richard Ashcroft and cast being chosen to support rather than, you know, two of Noel's mates, maybe like Johnny Marr or Paul Weller. So, how much is Liam calling the shots in this tour? Who knows? Anyway, that's it for now. I just wanted to quickly jump on and make sure you guys all had the news coming from the proper sources. So there we go. So the main takeaway is don't believe what you read in the newspaper, especially if it's the Sun. And and we will be in touch very shortly with another episode or another emergency news update. All right. Stay in touch, stay engaged and stay young.